From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday the 12 nations negotiating the massive Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal have made good progress toward reaching a final agreement, but that some details remain to be worked out. He highlighted a series of goals for the pact as he spoke during a visit to Singapore, saying the deal would not only create economic opportunities for the countries involved, but also serve as a show of support for good governance, transparency, and accountability. Kerry will attend the ASEAN Forum on Wednesday. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday for his visionary and bold leadership in advancing a plan to sharply cut the carbon pollution produced by American power plants. Mr. Obama's call to cut carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by 2030 is opposed by major U.S. industry groups as too costly and illegal. Mr. Obama said the environmental threat posed by climate change is perhaps the critical issue facing the world. The two leaders said they discussed other global crises in Syria, Yemen, Libya, and South Sudan. Forces backing Yemeni President Abdu Rabu Mansur Hadi recaptured an important military base from Houthi rebels Tuesday as they continue to push to reverse the Houthi campaign that forced Mr. Hadi to flee the country in March. After several days of fighting, the pro-government forces, backed by airstrikes from a Saudi-led coalition, seized the Al Anad airbase located about 60 kilometers from the port city of Aden. Pro-government sources said the fighting left 70 Houthi rebels dead, dozens captured, with at least 24 loyalist troops killed. This is VOA News.